Welcome, everybody. And I'm looking at the calendar, Tuesday, March 23rd, 2012. We're talking today, the topic that we're going to talk about is the 21st, the spring equinox, which was just initiated and began on the 21st, and it's a wave. I'm experiencing as a new wave of energy. Literally, what I'm hearing from our guides and teachers is this new wave of energy has never been on the planet before. This has never come in, and they chose to bring this in starting on the spring equinox, and it's just beginning. It's going to continue to increase in strength, and this particular wave is going to crest at the summer solstice. So keep riding it. Keep riding this wave is what I'm hearing them tell us. And we'll talk more about that, how to ride that wave. I'm also hearing them, and Yogi Bhajan is very much here. He's been with me, and he starts giving me information before the call starts, about the day before, and it's really a lot of fun. The wave, one thing that he's wanting to communicate is we've been working a lot with opening up the intuition, the third eye, and he's really excited. He's saying that people are making really great progress with that. And because of that, he's saying, he was laughing when we were talking about Yogi Bhajan sightings. He thought that was really funny. He said he was laughing about that with his pal, Baba Siri Chand. And he's saying because we're opening up our third eyes more, that he's able to work with us more as a group and individually. And he's really acknowledging our progress, and he's saying sometimes when we're focused on 3D, this reality, we can't really see the power of the light that happens when we open up our third eye, but he's saying he really wants to let us know that when we open up our third eye, our intuition, that it's a power. So it's not a question of kind of linear, okay, now we're connected to the earth, our first chakra is open, our second, our third. But as each initiation or chakra opens, that we gain more power. And he said when we're connecting all of our energies and we're starting to open our third eye, that this has a tremendous power once it's fully activated, once the pineal gland is fully activated. And what it does is it basically, it's kind of like a fear buster, and he's saying this is what we're doing as a group as we open up this third eye, the pineal gland, that it's exploding light, which we are grounding back onto the planet, and they can help work in the ethers to literally break up these fear particles that are being generated by these lower frequencies, and certain beings that would want to control the earth for a lower frequency, because there's been a lot of, they're saying that from their perspective, Earth is so valuable, and they're saying so, has so many gifts, just amazing gifts, all the beauty and the diversity and the crystals and the gems, and it's just a planet of sparkling treasures, that there's been lots of beings that have wanted to come and control it and take it over for their own purposes, but they're saying Earth is now moving into a higher purpose in the whole galaxy, and that's the whole love, the frequency of love, and it's going to be spread out to lots of places where it needs to go. So he's saying that right now, that opening your third eye and opening up your love and opening up your heart can heal yourself and those around you and heal the planet, and then it's going to also be moving out. It is now, and even more so after 2012, it's going to start to go out even more into the galaxy, into other planets that aren't as developed as Earth. So he's saying we're starting to move into those higher frequencies, which he's saying, they're saying there's no limit to that. There's no limit to where all of this can take us. And so this wave of energy that's coming in right now, that's being initiated, it's just an initiation that started, that many of you were feeling, the 21st, he's saying it's just beginning to rise. So they're saying, get ready for the ride of your life. Get your surfboard out. So, yeah, beautiful. So we're just going to start rising. We're going to start rising in love, rising in these higher frequencies. And he's saying that many people haven't really trusted the higher frequencies because they can't see them. They don't know what they are, but that's starting to shift as we can start to feel the power, the bliss, as someone was just saying a minute ago, just being filled with bliss. Then there's start to little by little, we're starting to trust that we can feel these higher dimensions in our bodies and live in 3D and the higher dimensions, which is really what we're doing right now, which as we talked about on the last call, this experiment has not been successful before. This is a grand experiment to see if we can have the higher frequencies and still keep 3D intact, and that's what we're doing. So we're succeeding, they're saying, just little by little, we're succeeding being able to stay in 3D and experience and see the higher dimensions. So seeing is not seeing like seeing something like a solid object, but it's seeing miracles unfold. It's seeing ourselves and the planet being able to love people they don't know. It's that kind of seeing, and that's higher dimensional energies while we're in 3D. So we're doing really well. He just wants to acknowledge everybody. Yes, so the beginning of the year is not January 1st. The beginning of the year is actually the spring equinox, which is right now. And this is when, astrologically, the sun enters Aries. And this is when the sun's directly over the equator. So we get this direct energy coming from the sun. And, of course, we're knowing now from the center of the Milky Way galaxy, coming directly onto the planet, which we can receive that. And this is the energy to really take a quantum leap forward, really jump into the next phase. This is a birth, an initiation phase. So this is really the time to really identify what our intentions are, what your intentions are, and the wish, what you really wish to fulfill and create actually for this whole next 12 months, this whole next cycle. So this energetically is the beginning of this next 12-month cycle. So during this time, it's a good time to literally plant the seeds of your desire, is what I'm hearing them say, in this next solar year. Decide what you want to create and get into the idea of manifestation and really feel empowered about bringing forth whatever the next phase for you is into existence, because I'm feeling that they're just the spring equinox energy and the energy of the beings that are working with us are really going to help us bring our ideas into manifestation. And they're saying, don't doubt and just trust and breathe into that feeling like we've been doing on these calls, working with the breath. They're saying, you're a pristine, fertile field, and there's a lot of purity that's going to come through this year. And just allow yourself to trust that and to believe that. As the sun moves into Aries, it's just a very powerful time to bring in whatever your intentions are. And then what they're saying is that then it will make the rest of the year, whatever it is that you want to create, it will make the rest of the year flow a lot more easily. So this would be the time, and you know, of course, you can write things down or make a vision board or lots of different ways you can work with that. But they're saying don't forget that this is the time of resurrection, so to speak, where you can raise yourself up and liberate yourself from anything that's been heavy. So also it's a good idea to do any kind of ceremony where maybe you write down things that you feel are weighing you down, and then have a little fire and throw them in the fire and do a little chant, create a little Agni, do a little breath of fire with that, and maybe some drumming, and really, really move into that feeling of letting your fires of passion help you create during this next year. So this is definitely the time where the pagans worship that fire and the earth and the mother, and all these energies come together. So however you experience that, know that this is a powerful time for you, and you have, with your third eye open, that divine assistance, those higher frequencies running through you, running through your body. So we've got, with the spring equinox, it's a really formative time because we've got the Mercury and Sun in Aries, and it's conjunct with Uranus in Pisces. We started talking about this the last couple weeks. And this has to do with really getting connected with moving forward spiritually. So whatever you feel would be a good direction for you that would expand you spiritually this next year, this is a good time to anchor that in. We've still got that Saturn, that opposition with Saturn in Libra, and this has to do with old energies breaking up. So again, you can see how maybe that shows up in your life, but it's also showing up on the planet with institutions breaking up that no longer work, being replaced by new structures. So it has to do with structures breaking up. So these are some of the astrological energies that we're working with. So spring is not going to be just an easy Pisces flow. We've also got these other configurations that can create tension and be combative and be fighting to break up realities that are very entrenched. So just look for that and know that you can break it up and go up, bring your breath up to your third eye and connect with the higher energies, and then bring your breath back down into the body and anchor it down into the earth. And just notice that you can break up these Saturn-Pluto energies that you may feel are holding you down, or you might look around and say, yeah, wow, there's a lot of really crazy things going on in the earth, and that's true, and they're being pushed out. They're being pushed out so basically they can be broken up and they can see the light of day, because there's a lot of dark energies that have been held in the earth, and these have to be pushed up like a new flower coming to the surface so that they can be released. So we've got the light of spring and also darkness being pushed up to see the light. That's what's going on. And this time, which of course we've been talking about, 1999 to 2010, according to the Mayans, is the galactic underworld. And it's, the theme is time acceleration. So as time speeds up, this will expose many of the systems that no longer work, the systems that have been manipulating people, and the systems that have been, you know, taking advantage of people. So those are going to be shown. So they can be broken up. So we're just going to know that we're catching this wave. And Yogi Bhajan was talking to me about it, and he was saying that this is a platform for expansion. And he was saying he's very happy. This is what he was telling me right before the call, and he's here right now saying he's very happy, and he's laughing how he described the Yogi Bhajan. He was described as people having Yogi Bhajan sightings. He said they were getting a big laugh out about that, and he was happy that the more that we're aware of his presence, and the more he can work with us. And this is, I wrote a couple things down, and this is what I was saying at the beginning of the call, but he's saying that this transition that we're moving into, out of just focusing on 3D as a planetary consciousness, is moving us out of this feeling of separation. And it's that feeling of separation that allows these abusive systems to stay in place. So the more that we can feel connected, whether it's with the higher frequencies or with each other or with the energies of spring, the more that experience of duality and the illusion of duality is just going to fall away. And we're going to move more and more into that fourth, fifth, sixth, and higher dimensional consciousness. And he's saying that the awakening that everybody's talking about begins with knowing that you're not alone. You're not floating alone on a rock in space. you know, the Earth is not a rock in space that you're just floating on by yourself. And he's saying the ascension, as we like to call it, is that the Earth is being taken out of quarantine and being exposed and being presented with all the frequencies, all the dimensions, 4D, 5D, 6D, and on up into higher frequencies. And he's saying that we can experience, as he's saying, you will experience these as births, and they'll come through as births, and there's going to be lots of births. And people were talking about experiencing that on the 21st, this birth of higher frequencies. And he's saying you can take each one and work with that and digest it and enjoy it before you open up to another one. And it's somewhat self-modulating, but these bursts are coming through from these higher dimensions. And he's saying the corruption on the planet will continue to leave a bad taste in everyone's mouth and then be spit out, because the higher frequencies have more nectar, very simply. And then he's saying, I mean, do you want spoiled meat with flies or a juicy ripe peach? Think about it, then let me know. So these are the things he was saying to me. Okay, that's an interesting image. And he's saying, I'm happy you're opening your third eye so we can work together and we can experience things together. And he's saying, you think of your soul to expand, you think of your soul as something to expand you. Then sometimes you go up and out. So I'm asking you to come in and down. Think of an hourglass. The top half is your soul or your higher self, if your soul sounds too far away. And then think of the bottom half of the hourglass as being connecting with the earth, which is just as beautiful, the frequencies of Mother Earth, and help her to move into those higher frequencies. And he's saying that moving in to the bottom half of the hourglass is only as far away as your neutral mind, and all your thoughts are grains of sand bouncing around in the hourglass. And when you focus on them, then you can achieve some results, like the thin neck of the hourglass. And he was comparing, he was saying that people's thoughts can be all over the place, maybe out of their body, maybe worried about something, but it's that middle ground when we actually are in our neutral mind and focus our thoughts that we can actually seed new frequencies and new ideas and new energies and projects on the planet. That's how he was comparing it. And he's saying, your mind, your thoughts are contained in the atmosphere of the earth, the ethers, which is here as a mirror and can be as a gateway, so to speak, heaven's gate, so to speak. So you are going up and down. He's saying he was showing me it was like we were going into the ethers and then coming down, and that the ethers are actually very fluid. It's almost like a fluid energy that we can mold, and as we are able to work more with the higher frequencies and bring them onto the planet, we'll experience more how we're actually molding the ethers. So we have the idea that the ethers are a mirror, and we look at that, and it brings things back to us, like we think about a friend and they call us, or all kinds of millions of manifestations I'm sure everybody experiences all the time. But he's saying we're going to move into realizing that the ethers are actually moldable. So it's a little bit denser than maybe we thought it was, and we're going to have more of an experience of that rather than just feeling just the density of Earth, that these higher dimensions also have their own properties that we can work with more directly. So he was talking more about that. He's saying the Earth is the bottom half of the hourglass, and you are the go-between. You are the shifting sands. And your essence lives in your soul, and then your soul wants to come to Earth and feel many experiences, and you're the director, you're the creator, and you have the urge to have many experiences. So you do what you're directed to do, what you're driven to do, and then you can feel everything. But he's saying that the message has been to forget about where the directives came from, that they came from the Creator. And so when we can connect those two halves of the hourglass and pull them through and stay focused on that reality, that we'll have access to all these different dimensions, and we can flow through them and still be in 3D. and he's saying that humanity has lost that real connection with where the directives are coming through, and so humanity has been basically just chasing its own tail, and it's made humanity really small. But that time is over, and it's time to look up and feel the energies coming through us and moving them into our bodies. So he's saying that this is all important, that to see what shifts the sands of experience and awareness and move these equally between heaven and earth is really what's important. And he's saying, if we only had heaven, there would be no movement, no pull, no Shakti. And he's saying, do you know how bored Shiva would be without Shakti? Well, nothing would ever happen. And in the Piscean Age, the priests and the holy, holy, holy men said there was nothing, that there was all these big holes and no way to plug them up, and he convinced you that heaven was more important than earth. So they found lots of ways to convince people to buy into the idea that earth was the place to suffer. And he's saying all those thoughts are just breaking up and leaving, that it's all beautiful, and we can feel these higher frequencies on the earth and pull them into earth right now, and that's what everybody's doing as they're opening up their third eyes and allowing these experiences to come through them. And he's saying, let's just realize that some people have wanted to make people believe that Mother Earth was just a place of sorrow, that Mother Earth has been reduced to a place of sorrow with no self-esteem. And he's saying that as we've been working with on some of the other calls about raising our own value and our own self-esteem, he's saying in the same way, let's raise up the self-esteem of Mother Earth and give her the respect that she's due. And he's saying that we can do that with our thoughts, with our feelings. And as we start to learn who we are and embrace our power more and the power of opening up our third eye, as we walk on Mother Earth, let her feel those feelings. And we're literally putting those feelings into the earth. So we're putting more self-esteem, more value into the earth, so the earth is seen in the collective as more valuable. And it's time, he's saying, to live in a place of a true heavenly body. And he's saying a heavenly body meaning the earth and our body. So he's correlating those two, a place of peace, of joy, and happiness. And he's telling us, breathe in the beauty of the earth and hold it in your body, in your aura, in your field of dreams. And he's saying, and then just breathe that in, and then look at a flower and breathe in that beauty and hold it in your field to energize the form and amplify it, then let it go. And so this is how we are amplifying and putting value and self-esteem back into the earth, because he's saying that it's been so abused by people that literally from our energies we're infusing the earth with our frequencies to help the earth be lifted up to this feeling of value and self-esteem. And he's saying you can do that with every breath and with everything that you value, and then that will expand and we'll be anchoring in heaven on earth. And this is what we're doing, and this is how we're completing this mission. And he's also saying that we are one, we're not far away, and the veils are thin, and that he sits on our breath. So that's some of the things that Yogi Bhajan was talking to me about before the call, which was really fun. And he was also saying that he was talking about Baba Sri Chand was an example on the earth, that he did live in the forest and he lived totally in harmony with nature and with the rhythms of nature. And that he lived for a very long time, to be about 150, and he went through the different dimensions, through the different frequencies, through 3D, 4D, 5D, 6D. When you get into the sixth dimension, if you live wholly in the sixth dimension, 3D disappears, so you totally move into your light body. He said that's what he finally did. He finally just totally moved into the sixth dimension, into his light body, when he was about 150, and he just absorbed all of his molecules from 3D into his light body, and he just left and walked into his light body about at age 150. So he said he's anchored in those frequencies on the planet that we can merge with our light bodies. We don't have to merge with our light bodies and disappear, at least not for a long time. But he's saying now it's possible, and it wasn't even possible at that time, for us to merge with our light bodies and go into that state of being formless, go into the ethers, and then move and then dream whatever it is we want to bring into being and bring that back into 3D. So we're literally now moving through these different dimensions, and we're getting more of a sense of being fluid on the planet. So he's saying that the edges should be softer for you, and it should be easier as we anchor in this wave of the spring equinox. It should be easier to feel that your life is more like a fluid breath, where you're breathing in and out. And he said, think of the creatures in the ocean. They're more fluid. And he's saying, that's where we originally came from. We originally came from the ocean. So think of being more fluid, and that's going to help you move through the breakup of these denser energies on the planet. So those are just some of the things that he wanted to talk to us today. And he's saying that he always enjoys it when we chant together, and he enjoys it when everybody chants, and everybody's been doing their chanting at home, and he's saying it's all wonderful. That definitely raises the frequency on the planet. And so we're going to move into our Ramadasa, and I just want to explain that when you do the Ramadasa, the posture is to sit cross-legged. If you're sitting in a chair, that's fine, but I'll just explain it. And your arms are over your legs with your palms up, and your elbows are by your sides at your waist. And the Ra starts at the base of the spine and goes all the way up to the chakras, to the top of the head, and then back down again. And the Ah opens up the heart chakra. Some people had asked me about how the chant works. And our intention for this is to open up the heart of the mother, our hearts, and the love of the mother, of Mother Earth. So the purpose of this chant is for healing, healing the earth, healing ourselves. So if you have any intention, or if you know somebody who needs to be healed, or you wanted to send out healing to the planet, you can send it out and then bring it back into your own heart. So you're connecting the sounds with your own heart. Okay, so we're going to go ahead into that, and if you haven't muted, we'll go ahead and star 6 for this chant. And open up your heart and sing with the earth and for the earth and all together. exhale, 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 all the way down into the earth. And then relax your breath as you let the breath come up, all the way up to your thigh and back down into the earth. Integrating that. Beautiful. Yeah. And remember to lift up on your diaphragm, opening your heart, and when you exhale, keep the diaphragm open, your ribs open. We didn't talk as much about techniques this week, but keep remembering to open up your heart by lifting up on your diaphragm. There you go. Yeah. Good. And slowly come back. And if you want to, star 6 to open up the lines, we'll talk a little bit. And just so we can all connect as one and share anything we want to share. What you're feeling or what's going on with you or what you felt about what was being shared today. Who would like to share something? Connect with the group. Share your energy. Send it out to the universe. Bless us with your presence.
I just feel so grateful and so happy, and the channeling from Yogi Bhajan was so beautiful, and it is the truth that I have been living and feeling and speaking to others, and it feels so possible now. Like, we can live human and divine at the same time in this place, on this planet, and bless everything and all beings with every breath we take, with every step we take. And we don't need any permission, and we don't need any help. We can just start with ourselves, and it's all unfolding perfectly.
Right. That's so beautiful. Yes, yes, yes. I feel that that's what really, what we're receiving is that this is the time, and especially with the new energies on the spring equinox, where we can really experience that for the first time in, I don't know, the planetary, the history of the planet is, according to the Mayans, 16.4 billion years. So this is really momentous. So yeah, thank you. So who else would like to share some spring feelings or thoughts or an intention that you want to put out to the group that we can align around? Oh yeah, and I remember Yogi Bhajan was telling me something else. He was saying that sometimes people's minds get stuck going round and around in the same thoughts. Anybody ever had that happen? No, not this group. But he was saying that if your mind gets stuck going around and around in the same thought or problem, so to speak, he's saying, you know, with that hourglass imagery, if we want, go ahead and just take a moment and then imagine something that's the opposite. For example, if somebody's worried about, say, you know, too many bills or something, and then he's saying just either go outside or close your eyes and just focus on, say, an abundance of green leaves on a tree. He's saying if you take everything exists in balance, so if your mind gets going around in a loop about something that you're concerned or worried about, if you focus on something to balance it out, like, look how many green leaves are coming out right now. And he's saying even start counting the leaves on the tree and just be filled with that. That'll balance out and start to break up in ourselves as well as what we're saying, the institutions around us that don't work anymore on the planet. That'll start to break up those habitual thought patterns in our minds. And you see, and just keep going, and it may even seem silly, but keep going until you start to feel that it starts to break up. And then next time you start to think about that same thing, then also concurrently start to think about counting leaves again or whatever it is that you choose to do. And you see, try it. It really works. So anyway, I forgot to say that was something he was talking to me about too. Okay, good. Thank you. Who else would like to share something? Thoughts, feelings, intentions?
This is Jambian Carr.
Go ahead. Hi.
Hi. As I mentioned before, there was great high, and then, of course, the next day, it's almost like an energetic hangover, and I guess all that energy started to push out a lot of stuff through my emotional body. And I guess a couple of quick questions is, first of all, do you have any clues about these waves? You know, do we have a rhythm to them, or do just be prepared any time, have our big boards ready at any time, or any specific suggestions how to move through them, like when it hits something that is stuck like that, that is really trying to push it? Any suggestions besides what we already are doing? But
Well, what I heard is him saying is that we are just learning how to ride these waves, and
right.
He's saying that, you know, don't judge it if we feel like we're, you know, coming down or like a wave is hitting us. He's saying don't judge it, just keep going. And, you know, I actually also felt really, really high and then really heavy yesterday, like, oh my gosh, I couldn't believe how I could feel so high, you know, one day
right.
And the next day so heavy. It was like, and he's saying that it's okay and don't judge it and just keep going, that we are being taken higher and higher and we are being cleansed even though sometimes it doesn't feel like it, and don't judge how we feel, but just keep going.
Yeah, I actually, thank you. I'm actually pretty accepting of the fact that, you know, you can't have one without the other just now. And I'll tell you what, I think this little taste of it, it's made a fan out of me, almost
uh-huh.
an addict out of me. I want more of them. I had 3 or 4 things like that in 1 week happen, and I want 7 days a week now.
Uh-huh.
But 3 or 4 a week, it's really quite a gift, so I'm very grateful. And I think that's one thing that you were talking about, the abundance of leaves in the trees. Besides spending time in nature, I've been really guided to focusing more on really heartfelt gratitude. That's always an alleviator of whatever my mind is, you know, trying to disgust me with.
That's beautiful. Yeah. Well, yeah, I appreciate that. And he's saying, too, yeah, just, like I said, just like other, you know, institutions or things around us that aren't working anymore are coming up to be seen. He's saying the patterns in our minds that go around and round and round, those are being shown for us to break up, too. So he's asking us to break up the patterns in our own mind also.
Right.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Who else would like to share their voice so we could feel your love and send out our intentions for oneness and unity and supporting each other as we ride these waves? Anybody else like to share anything? Set on an intention? Spring intention for themselves or for the planet?
I've been trying to talk to you, and my mute was on the whole time.
Gaia, welcome. You got to be outside. It got warm up. Gaia's trying to talk, and she's like, why is nobody hearing me?
Yes, it is pretty warm outside. What I would like to say is it's awesome, the synchronicity of how many folks are now are getting it, that we are one, and the breathing with our heart. You read it every time you turn around, somebody's talking about it and living in gratitude and appreciation. And one, the message I got in meditation recently was to be appreciative of every little thing. It was like everything.
That's beautiful. Yeah, I think that's great. I think we are noticing more and more, like literally a groundswell, so to speak, effect where as more people live in these higher frequencies, it just lifts everybody up. And it is happening more than, you know, more than we know about on the news, so to speak. So, yeah, that's great. Wonderful. And welcome to the call after a cold winter.
Yes. And it's like this final winter is so meaningful in so many ways. This is going to be like a breakthrough, the breakthrough time, leaving the dark behind, coming into the light more fully.
It does feel that way, doesn't it?
Yes.
That we have just gone through a big, a big sort of leaving a lot of darkness behind. It does feel that way to me. We left a big piece of it behind, so we can accelerate now, move into the time acceleration.
I got a vision of when I start feeling like it's like an insurmountable obstacle, the dark and everything we've got to overcome. I got an actual vision of a dam, you know, the water in the dam, and that tiny little crack that starts,
mm-hmm.
that's been building for years and years and years, and that finally bursts, and the light's just going to come bursting through.
Uh-huh,
and
uh-huh.
and the truth and the, you know, is going to come. Everybody's going to be accepting, and that time is here.
That's beautiful. Yeah, I feel that. Good. Anybody else feel that things are bursting through, new light, new energies, new frequencies, new experiences, new beginnings.
This is Ramya Kaur. I hate to speak again, but I think that's part of the feeling tone that I have within the last week is having, not just from having the experiences, but there's this, you mentioned this last week, about having more clarity about a purpose, being more ready to go with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I, for a long time, I was kind of cruising with everybody being excited, and I wasn't catching the excitement. And now I feel sincere joy in participating with everything that I've been getting ready to participate with, because then I've been preparing, but I haven't been as active maybe as I judged myself that I could have been. But I need to feel that honest, not just the possibility, but the honest timing of it. And it feels like this is the time to act, really, in many ways. So that's the way that I interpret it. And spring is reflecting that, I think. We were mentioning how spring just sprung right on time with the calendar, but I think it has to do with our consciousness bringing it forth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, beautiful. Yeah, I feel that. That is true. We've been talking about getting aligned with our purpose and aligning that with our hearts and what comes through our intuition. And, yeah, I feel that it, with the spring equinox, it really is getting lined up for us to move forward into that. So thank you. Beautiful. Would anybody else like to share anything? Spring intentions? We could help, the group could help ground them in.
Did anyone else do the Rainbow Bridge connection on the equinox? It was, I think I posted it at the site. Yeah, I did. But it was a pretty involved thing, but it was amazing, and it helps your heart to really open up, and you envision a rainbow bridge on each side of Mother Earth, and a column of light coming up through the middle,
mm-hmm.
and then you set that intention inside your heart at the ending of it, and it helps it to stay right there. You can feel the rainbow bridge inside your heart,
mm-hmm.
with doing this. It was really cool to do that
beautiful.
Last Saturday. Yeah.
Yeah, wonderful. Good. I feel that. I can feel that energy coming through.
Good.
It all makes a big difference. Okay, would anybody else like to share? We're coming to completion here before we end. I want to make sure everybody has a chance to be heard if you want to be.
Jen, can you tell us how we can access the recordings?
I'm trying to get them online. They are on a website it's the conference website, but I'm trying to get them on a regular website so everybody can access them. But if you want to access them, just email me and I'll send you the information until I get them up so that everybody can see them. I mean, you know, people that can't be on the call.
Cool.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. All right, anybody else before we complete and anchor in this higher frequency? So just take a breath in and again. A heart breath, lifting up on your diaphragm, expanding your heart, letting your love connect with all the hearts around the world that are open, and sending love to those that aren't, connecting with the earth that way. Mother Earth, and exhaling and allowing your heart to be open and stay connected as you walk on Mother Earth, so that you're feeling the connection and you are the connection. And you're walking in love,
and we're all walking together in love. Beautiful. Thank you, everybody. So I will connect with you next Tuesday, which I think will be March 30th. So I will talk to you then. So thank you, everybody.
Thank you so much, Guru Karen.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Satnam. Love you all.
Love you all. Thank you.
Satnam.